Friday was my day off, and I went to King Supers, right in that Bellevue and then Kipling's, like right there, right that corner. And when I like it was my day off, so I just was in t-shirt and jeans. So I entered the King Supers, and I saw, and then there was a lady. She recognized me, and she said, "Hey, Father Anthony." And then we talk, and then another lady from, "Hey, Father Anthony." And then finally, we have like seven or eight people like gathering around like the King Supers, and we talked, and then they shared with me about like the stories, like the jokes I have in the homilies, and they make me laugh because of my joke. So, but it's so beautiful that, but I was like in jeans, like t-shirts, like normal Asian guy or whatever it is, like, but the thing is like so normal. And then a month ago, which is like the last month, I had a mass at a nursing home at Sky Point. So Sky Point is right there, right that corner. So I came early. We have mass at 10, so I came early, just hang out with people a little bit. And then I just sat on the bench, on the like the chairs on the in the hallway, and I was watching people walking around, and there was a lady. She recognized me, and then, "Hey, officer, what are you doing over here?" And then, "I'm not an officer, but please move on." And then, 5 minutes later, another lady, she came and said, "Hey, what do we have for lunch today? What is the menu today? I'm not cooking over here, but we might have a chicken for lunch today, but move on, please." Yeah. So it just, when I was in like a fully collar, like a lot of recognize me as an officer or whoever it is, or a chef. But when I was in jeans and t-shirts, people recognized me as a priest. So I have no idea how to deal with that. Well, but that is the story. And now it's a homily. It's different things right now, okay? The homily today is want to talk with you. And then one point from the homily this week: living tabernacle. Brother and sister, when you read, when you heard the gospel today about the story Mary visits her cousin Elizabeth, and then you questioned in your mind, or maybe you're not, but I am questioned in my mind, why is that story important that Luke, the gospel of Luke, wrote in his gospel? Like, what is the point? It's so normal for me, like, you visit your cousin and it's in the gospel. Like, what is the point over here, Luke? And brother and sister, I'm going to prove for you right now it's so important. This, like, the gospel today, the Mary visit her cousin Elizabeth is so important. Why is it so important? So Luke, when he wrote the gospel for the Jewish people, but like, remember, the Jewish people, they remember the Bible by heart. They remember a lot. And then when Luke wrote his Bible, I'm going to prove like for you right now. So Samuel, the second book of Samuel, the story about King David, King David, when he received the Ark of the Covenant. Do you know what the Ark of the Covenant? The Ark of the Covenant means that is the most sacred object for the Israel lives. That is like God, like that is the presence of God right there. The Ark of the Covenant, the most holiest object, like God, like for them that is God. But like the presence of God with the Ark of the Covenant was so important. So when King David, he received the Ark of the Covenant in the temple. Listen to the story again. So I need to brought like a Bible to prove for you all in case you don't believe in me. So here we go. The first point, when King David, he received the Ark of the Covenant, he said this one: "How can the Ark of the Lord come to me?" Remember the story today. Elizabeth, she told Mary, "Why does it happen that the Mother of God should come to me?" See, you see like the first point is really similar. Okay, so the second, the Ark of the Lord remained in the temple for 3 months. Mary remained with her cousin for 3 months. King David, when he received the Ark of the Covenant, he was leaping and then dancing around the Ark of the Covenant. The child in my womb leapt for joy. You see that? Like, when the Jewish people listen to this story, like the Mary visit Elizabeth, they recognize immediately, like, Mary is the Ark of the Covenant. You know what? Yeah. So when the Jewish people listen to the story about Mary visit Elizabeth, they immediately, like, yeah, that story is so familiar. Because I recognize that immediately. Because when David, he received like the Ark of the Covenant, God is there for him. So that the Jewish people, when they heard the story about the gospel today, they immediately, in their mind, yeah, that story. So the point today is the living tabernacle. So Mary is the living tabernacle, the first living tabernacle. Why? You know that, the tabernacle right there. Mary, in her womb, she has baby Jesus in her womb. So that Mary became very first moment of creation, that Mary is the first time in the whole human history to be a living tabernacle. And then when the Jewish people listen to this story, they, yeah, God is here. You know what I mean? Like, it's so important. Like, people recognize immediately, like, yes, God is right here already. Stop waiting. Stop, like, longing. God is here with Mary in her body right now. The story is so important. But you can ask me, hey, Father Anthony, how do I apply to my lives? Yeah, Mary is the first living tabernacle. Yeah, Mary is the Ark of the Covenant. But how about me? Brother and sister, you will receive the Holy Communion in the moment. Mary was the first living tabernacle, and then you are the living tabernacle. You carry Jesus in your body. When you receive him in the moment, you receive the Eucharist. And whenever you receive him, you carry him with you in your body. And then you became like the living tabernacles right there in front of everyone. And then were you like, have you ever wondered why you receive the Eucharist in the end of Mass but not in the beginning? Have you thought about that? Why we receive the Eucharist in the end of Mass, mostly in the end of Mass? When we receive him, we need to go out there, reaching out people, visit people like Mary today. Because Mary has Jesus. You will have Jesus in the moment, and you are called to be out there. We're going to close like the church after Mass because you are out there. Hey, get out of here, like, Go out there. You know what I mean? Like, you can go say, go in peace. Like, you are called to be out there. You are not over here. You have Jesus already. Now, get out of here. You know what I mean? Of course, don't get me wrong. I didn't say that. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, you go out there, visit people, hang out with people, because you have God already. So your turn. You are a living tabernacle. May I challenge you for this Christmas, would you visit someone you loved, like Mary? Would you visit your moms, your dads in nursing home? They are dying in nursing home. They are dying. I have so many nursing homes, weekly masses, weekly Holy Communion for them. I'm going to tell you, they need you, your moms and your dads. May I challenge you for this Christmas. You have God in you. Your turn, you need to go out and then be like Mary, bringing God to one another. Reaching out to people with God is in you. So that maybe, but my mom and my father, Anthony, my mom and my dad, they are living in a different state. Of course, how about a phone call for her? How about a phone call for your mom and your dad? How about like Christmas card? How about like whatever or text messages? Like reaching out people like Mary today. So the fourth Sunday of Advent, the church introduces for us the face of Mary, reaching out for people with love and joy for the Christmas. That's all I have today. You all will be the living tabernacles in the moment, and I want you to try it. Maybe I'll challenge you with that. Like, try to visit someone. Try to visit your beloved, your how about like my family, we did that one time. It's like we visited the cemetery in Christmas because I miss my grandma. So my grandma, she died when I was in the seventh grader. I miss her a lot. So I visited her on Christmas Day because I followed the gospel today like years, decades ago. May I challenge you about that? Maybe your mom, your dad, they passed already. How about visit them in the cemetery? Of course, like it's a little bit weird, you know what I mean? Like, Father Anthony, why are you going to Christmas Day with in the cemetery? But visiting someone is so important. And even Gospel of Luke, he wrote the gospel about that. That's all I have today for you all. Live in tabernacles. You are living tabernacles when you receive Jesus himself. So invite you all to reflect with me about that.